It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And for the next few minutes on our program today, we're going to try something a little different. You might have heard me saying something along the lines of, we love hearing what you thought about the show. Leave a voicemail or send us an email. And then I give out the phone number and address. The producers and I do listen to all your voicemails and read all your emails. But today we want to begin giving some of your ideas a wider airing. You see, something I really like about public radio goes back to one of NPR's founders, Bill Siemering, who had this line about public radio talking with people rather than just about them. So with that in mind, we're going to share some feedback we've gotten on the program. And we begin with the teaching profession. We've had several discussions on the show about the shortage of teachers and other education professionals in Illinois. A few weeks back, we dedicated an entire program to the topic. It was actually a rebroadcast of a conversation we first had last fall, but among our guests was Kyle Thompson, superintendent at the Regional Office of Education No. 11 in Charleston, who had, in part, this to say.
You know, it can be fixed at the local level if the federal and state level will stay out of the way. And I feel like I've harped on that a lot in this conversation. And I don't mean to be the negative person, but if they will just leave it to be local and let our local schools educate locally and make local decisions on what is taught and how much time spent on what, it can be solved.
That program led to this call from Mary in Hampshire, Illinois.
I was incensed by the program this morning. I am a 37-year veteran of the teaching profession. There are four distinct reasons why there is a teacher shortage in Illinois, probably the whole country. Support for teachers at the school level and at the district level is just not there. Class size, the person said, makes no difference at all. That coming from someone who has spent their time in an office. Class size is definitely a factor in what's happening. And safety. It's not a place where you want your wife, your mother, your loved one of any kind in the classroom, nor do you want to be there. These people who are making these comments have no clue what they're talking about, and it's false information. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Another recent segment talked about the push to redesign the state flag of Illinois. For that, we were joined by Ted Kay, the secretary of the North American Vexillological Association. Vexillological being the study of flag design. He's an internationally regarded expert on flag design and explained some of the issues he saw with Illinois' current flag, which is what aficionados call a seal on a bedsheet, or SOB.
And I see a state who felt its symbolism had failed and it had to write its name on the flag. Imagine if we saw a national flag that said, say, France on it. We would laugh at that. The flag itself and its symbolism should carry its weight.
That conversation prompted a range of opinions from listeners. Let's hear two of them.
Hi, my name is Mickey. I'm in Jacksonville, and I enjoyed your show today, and I'm in favor of a new flag design. But I just hope it's not the same person that designed our license plate, our new license plate. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, this is Carter from Northern Illinois, the Rockford region. I was listening to the flag debate or story or segment, and I understand the reason. I'm a 10-year Navy veteran, so I completely understand the reason for flags and the symbolism and the easiness of them or the simplicity of them. However, I love the state of Illinois' flag, and I would recommend that it stays the same. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Carter and Mickey, for sharing your views. Please be like them. Give us a call. Let us know what you thought about today's show or any other recent conversation. Our voicemail line is 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121, and you may hear yourself on air soon. More to come after a short break. This is the 21st Show. Stay with us.